Once again, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for taking time out in your lives to come this evening and to be a part of this service. Welcome all those that are live streaming. It gives me honor and pleasure to be able to introduce my brother and my good friend, Jose Galvan, here. We have been on a few adventures in our lives together, mountain biking and carrying bikes up mountains, and it's been a pleasure to know him in my life, and I'm truly grateful that the Lord has called him to this work that he has for us and that he called him to be one of his ministry, because I know that our brother has a heart of a servant, and I'm grateful that he has blessed him in his life and brought him to this place and brought him in my life. And so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our brother Jose Galvan.
Thank you, brother, for those kind words. I ask that you guys keep me in your prayers this night, that my heart will be in place, that I'm be in spirit to bring this message to you guys, as God has led me, that he has put this thought in my mind that I should speak of this subject today, tonight. And I'm a little nervous. Like Brother Stephen said, the first time he preached, the second time he said, I feel more nervous to this time than the first time. And I understand him. And that is how I feel today, a little bit, being in the presence of all of you, knowing that every one of you is staring at me right now. Hold on. I don't want to get in trouble. There you go. I heard the message clear this morning. I thank you so much for being here today, and I thank you those who are taking the time to go to their computers and see us over this great network that we have. There is a blessing for those that can be here today or they're not able to be here today for many reasons. They either because they're not nearby traveling or they're living another state, or those who are members, they don't have local. It's really a blessing to have this network that they may be able to see us and to hear the word of God and what it has to say today. So sometimes as humans, and our humanist weakness, we have faults. I say that because I have the same problem myself. Maybe my sermon today is about judging others, and that is something that that God put in my heart that I should bring up to you guys, because we fall in that kind of situation sometimes, without thinking, we judge others without knowing their hearts, without knowing what's inside of them, and because the way they look, because the way they dress, we are already thinking the worst, maybe, without even know what's in how they are inside or what kind of person they are. You know, where I work, we are surrounded by people. There are many of them. They look different, not different way, but the way they dress and the way they act, the way they talk. I surrounded by these people that sometimes I even have to cover my eyes so I can't look all the way because this place is a tourism place and there's full of people that comes from Europe. And, it's a little too much for me to deal with. And so I struggle with that. Some of our members here, our church member, they work with me for a few months, and I'm sure they know what I'm talking about. And so, but without knowing, maybe this person is not even what I think who he is. And so, tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But we need to. Think we need to, before we say something, we have to think really good and because they can be offended to that person. And I'm going to ask you guys to turn in Matthew 7. We're going to read Matthew 7 from Matthew 7, verse 1 to 5. I'm so used to holding my book in my hand, and I not notice that I have this in front of me. So we're going to go to Matthew 7, 1 to 5. We're going to read. And it says, "Judge not that ye be not judged. For with the judge, ye shall be judged. And with that measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. Again, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thy own eye?" I see this right here. Sometimes we're trying to judge others, and we're not that perfect either. Because like I said, we are humans and we make mistakes. But sometimes we don't want to acknowledge our own guilt. And that's what I'm talking about today. In Espanol, as we say, tenemos cola que nos pisan también. We have a tail to step over. That's what we say in Espanol. And so, in other words, why would you do that? Why would you say something like that when you should work on your own self, on your own way of acting? We're not perfect in any way. We're not perfect. Our brother talked this morning about being humble, and that's one of the things that we need to work on, to be humble. And he almost kind of read a lot of my scriptures that I'm using tonight, and I'm like, God really knows what he's doing. God knows our thoughts, and sometimes that's the way it works. God works in those messages that he put in our hearts to bring to you guys, and I find that really interesting that God knows our needs. Chapter 4, "Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me put out a mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." So we see here that God is telling us to be a different person, to be a light in that person instead of judging them. God has called us to be to do his work, to do his will. He has called us to bring souls to him, not to retain them from coming to him. And sometimes we do that because, wait a minute, you're a Christian and you're like, you acting that way, and you're talking about this other person, and so that's what they kind of stay away from churches or from people like us because they think, you know, we are just not what we say that we are. In 2 Corinthians 10:7, please, 2 Corinthians, we're going to read chapter 10, verse 7. And it says right there, do ye look all things after outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so we are Christ. We cannot, you know, like I said, appearance has a lot to do. Appearance, that's what we see from outside. But really, we don't know what's inside of this person. We cannot judge by the way they look. You know, like Paul, in those days, he was persecuting the church, the early church, but once he was converted, once he was, the Christ appeared to him and asked him, you know, what are you doing? He accepted Christ, even that he was one of those people that were killing Christ people, and people were afraid of him. You know, he was judged after he was converted. You know, they will see him come, and I'm assuming they will run away because, you know, they have heard about who he was. But he can be a really good example to us. You know, he had a lot of false judges. But we should not think that anyone about us, they belong to Christ. Don't look at things by their external appearance. Look by the inside. Get to know that person. Get to know. That's, you know, when you have a friend, a coworker, when they first come in and they act in a little intimated, we understand because they don't know us and they don't know us and we don't know them. But then after a while, you get to know this person. But at first, you know, he might be a little, I don't know, kind of look a little, I don't know how to say what the word is, but quiet. They maybe, because I can tell right away, you know, who is a big mouth or who is a quiet person. Because sometimes, without even knowing me, people come to me and start talking to me in a way that I don't talk. And I'm like, I don't use those words. So by the way they act, I know what kind of person is going to be to me. But I need to work on that because that is not what we should do. In John 7, we're going to go to John 7, please, 24. In John 7, 24, it says, It says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. We should not judge anyone by their appearance, but by the grace of God and His Spirit. By the fruits, we will know them. By the fruits, by the acts, we will know what kind of person is that person. You know, like when we buy a car, let's say as an example, when you buy a car, what's the first thing we did you see? You know, you look the outside of the car or the inside of the car? That's something that I come out with. In my opinion, We Hispanics like chrome and like blue. I'm sure you noticed that. If I see a car with lots of chrome and blue wheels, this is a nice car, or nice sound, or whatever. But I don't know what the engine looks like, if it's running or not. But I'll be so confident this car is the one I'm looking for. But then I find out that it's not. It's not, and it has happened to me that sometimes I buy cars that they're really not that really good. It happened to people. It happened to Christ. Even himself, it happens to him. You know, sometimes we are praying to find a girl, to be your wife. But sometimes, because the way we are, we pass that perfect. I had to think really hard to put these words together. That perfect opportunity, the maybe this girl was not really what I was looking for, or the way that she looks, I maybe not like, but inside, maybe she will be the best wife ever, caring for you. But sometimes, like I said, when you buy a car, you look for beauty. I don't want to get myself in trouble, but when you look for a girl, you look for beauty too. And sometimes beauty is not all. Sometimes it's not all, you know. I hope I didn't get my trouble out there. So we passed a really good opportunity. So we need to pray, you know. We need to pray for the special person that is going to be with you for the rest of your life. Can we go to Isaiah 53:2? I said it right this time. Isaiah 53:2, please. And this is something that I thought the brother Gary was going to use today. But if it happened to each of us, if it happened to you, to me, it happened to Christ, have to deal with that too. In his days, the Pharisees would judge him for the things that he was doing without even knowing him. But he was already judged by them. We're going to read in 53, verse 2, please. And it says right there, "For he should grow before him as a tender plant and as root out of a dry ground. He had no form, no comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire of him." You know, we have a picture of him right behind me, but that was an inspiration of some painter. We don't really know what he looks like. And so in those days, he was really, he was judged by these people, and he was crucified for our sins because they didn't know that he was the Christ, he was the Messiah. And that's why he said, "God, Father, please forgive them because they don't know what they're doing." In John 1:10, it says, "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name." So that's telling me that we are being blessed these days. We could have had the same problem in those days, maybe. Even after all he did and all those signs of healing the sick and reviving the dead, I mean, if one comes right now to the door and says, you know, I'm Christ, and is doing all these miracles, I don't know if I will believe him or not, it will be hard. So these days, because we have the scriptures in front of us, we know who he is, but we also, it's also telling us not to judge, because by the way we judge, we will be judged at the end. In John 9:28-29, it says, then they rebuke him and say, thou art his disciples, but we are Moses' disciples. In John 9:29, it says, we know that God speak to Moses, as for this fella, we know not from whence he is. So there you go. I mean, these guys were hard hearts, and that's why, you know, Christ did what he did, because they didn't know who he was, and they did it to him, knowing that he was not the one that they were respecting, they were waiting for him. In Isaiah 52:14, Isaiah, it says, as many were astonished at thee, his visage was so mirrored, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. All of this they do to him because they didn't know him. So we need to do good to others. And John 15 says that we are his friends. We are no longer his calling. He doesn't call us servants. We are his friends. And we have that special gift that we are sons of God, like he says in his scriptures. And we should contemplate those words and keep them with us, that we may treat others with love, with kindness, and to do good to others. Let's go to Alma 19. Alma 19, please. Chapter 19, verse 78. It says, therefore, my son, see that ye are merciful unto your brethren. Deal justly, judge righteously, and do good continually. And if ye do all these things, then shall receive your reward. What is a reward? You know, Paul says, you know, if when I preach the gospel, I'm not preaching it for my own glory. I'm preaching it for to bring glory to God. Because Jesus brings glory to God. We bring glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by bringing other souls. Our reward is not from this earth. So, you know, he works hard. We were our brothers. I'm just a young guy here. But our brothers, there are our ministers that are continually traveling to other countries that I would never wish to be there, because they are so dangerous. They are bringing all these souls, they're bringing the gospel of salvation to them, to save them, to save more souls to God, and that is how they glorify God. But they're not expecting a payment, a reward, because Paul says that we will receive a better reward than anything in this world has to offer to us. Alma 15, verse 57 to 61, please. Chapter 15, verse 57 to 61. It says, now seeing that I know these things, why should I desire, this is Amon speaking. Why should I desire that I was an angel, that I could speak unto all the ends of the earth? For behold, the Lord doth grant unto all nations of their own nations and tongue to teach his word, yea, and wisdom, and all that his seed fit that they shall have. Therefore, we see that the Lord doth counsel and wisdom according to that which is just and true. I know that which the Lord hath commanded me, and I glory in it. I do not glory about myself, but I glory in that which is the Lord has commanded me. Yea, and this is my glory, that perhaps I might be an instrument in the hands of God to bring some souls to repentance. And this is my joy. This is our work that we have as ministers, that he has called us, and it's your responsibility to not just us, to bring people, to bring souls to God. That is our labor that we have. That's our word that he has called us. And it says right here that he may use us an instrument in the hands of God. And that is our joy that we have. We're going to go to 1 Peter 3:8. 1 Peter 3:8. First Peter 3:8 says, finally, be ye all in one mind, compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, and be courageous. That is what God has called us to do, to be kind and to bring good news to those who surround us, not to discourage them of whatever is going on in their life. 3:9, it says, 1 Peter 3:9 in the same book, it says, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are daring to call that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. So we cannot do that. We cannot go around thinking this way. Because there's another scripture in the Bible that says that our tongue is full of poison. We can discourage certainly person that is searching for salvation, searching for what God has to offer to them. I have a friend in work that she has been having trouble with her daughter that has a eating disorder. And she's having a hard time, and I'm trying to witness to her that God will take care of her daughter one way or another, but she needs to be her guiding. She needs to put her part to support her, that she may go through this. And I ask you guys to they keep her in you guys in your prayers. But we should refrain our way that we speak. We should think really good before we speak, because we should not judge those just because the way they act or the way they behave themselves. we should pray for them. That's the thing that we should do. We should pray and love them as God has commanded us. Pray for your enemies. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. 1 Thessalonians, please. We're going to read from 21 to 23 in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Put away things and hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and pray, guard your whole spirit and soul and body, be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to obtain from those things. We need to obtain for appearance of evil, not to be hanging out in places that we may not, we should not be. We had this little study and our brother Jay Monster a couple of weeks ago with our sister that was here visiting us from Mexico. And I really enjoy having her here, and I be able to, you know, to have this studying in Spanish. And I use this word, this chapter there, that we need to be aware of the surroundings of this world these days. That we might think that is the they are not harmless, but behind them or inside it is harmless, because people will judge you too. And as Christians, we are like, their eyes isn't ours, waiting for us to mess up. And I think you know what I mean. But that is the things that we need to work on. We need to act who we are. And I know that, like I said, we are humans and we're going to fall, but we need to get up and stand and continue on in this trial that we are in this race that we have in front of us. We need to pray always, every day, every time that we get up from our bed and be able to walk. We need to give thanks to God for those blessings. So. That was my thoughts for this night. I hope you guys understand my message for this night, and I pray that we all do the right thing as God has commanded us, and be a good Christians to those who surround us, and try to do our best to be a light in the darkness, a light in their life, and because it's always something going on in our life, and we always struggle. But by you maybe witness to them that's not how it is. There is a way out, and maybe that day or to that only person you can be a blessing. I thank you so much, and for this time, for your patience, and I pray that you got a blessing from these words that I have for you today. Thank you.